Time magazine featured it. Life magazine photographed it. People everywhere stayed home to hear it. And here's your chance if you missed it. The College Quiz Bowl with Alan Ludden as master of the quiz. Because of unprecedented interest in these exciting contests between college teams of four from coast to coast, the National Broadcasting Company is rebroadcasting the best games of this unusual series. And so tonight, by transcription, you'll hear Princeton University fight it out with the University of Minnesota from their respective campuses at Princeton, New Jersey, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. And now, let's meet the teams. First, the team members from Princeton.
Howard Riley, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Jim Herlock, Cleveland, Ohio.
Albert Hinckley, Orlean, Virginia.
Jim Kohler, Akron, Ohio.
Roger Tuttle of Station WRCA will be the Princeton referee. And here's the quartet from Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Schiffman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
The Minnesota referee is Bob Boyle of Station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Now, how about those rules, Fred?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. Now, when Princeton University signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Fred. Now remember, teams, you may interrupt the toss-up question before I finished asking it, but if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points. And I will repeat the question, the entire question, giving the other team a free crack at it, okay? Those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first toss-up question tonight could earn you a chance at a 30-point bonus. Here is the toss-up question. For 10 points, what cartilaginous projection in the human anatomy is named after the forbidden fruit? Minnesota.
Joe Schechtman.
Added the Adam's apple.
That would be the Adam's apple. Right, Joe Schechtman. You got a 30-point bonus for Minnesota. It's a bonus question on natural history. For a quick 10 points apiece, I want you to tell us, first of all, what wildflower takes its name from the auditory organ of a pachyderm?
Sounds like the elephant's ear.
What was that?
Elephant's ear.
Elephant's ear is right for 10 points. Okay. Now, what sporting term borrows its name from a rodent, a member of the Leporidae family?
Sporting term?
Sporting term.
Well, that's a rabbit.
Rabbit punch?
A rabbit punch, yeah. For 10 points.
Very good.
Okay. You're working as a team on a bonus question, which is just as it should be, okay? What two geographic belts or regions are named after a herbivorous mammal?
Horse latitudes.
Horse latitudes. Right for 10 more points. Okay, here you go now with a toss-up question that could earn you a chance at a 30-point bonus. Here's the toss-up. One poet said it rubs its back against the window pane. Another said it comes on little cat feet. Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
That's the fog I believe you're talking about, Alan.
That is the answer I'm seeking, the fog that I'm talking about. Described by T.S. Eliot and love song to J. Alfred Prufrock and then by Carl Sandburg in Fog. Okay, Eleanor Vale, by recognize that poet, those two allusions from poetry or excerpts from poetry, you got a 30-point bonus here from Minnesota. And it's about poetry.
You know,
poets have often written poems in honor of or about actual persons. For 10 points apiece now, who were the following poets referring to when they wrote the following lines? Joaquin Miller, when he wrote, quote, beyond him lay the
Columbus.
Great... You don't get let me quote very much at all.
I'm sorry, Alan.
All right, that's right. He was referring to Christopher Columbus, all right? Who was Rachel Lindsay referring to when he wrote, quote...
Probably Lincoln.
General William Booth. Comes
let me read a little of it, will you please? Now, here we go. When he wrote, It breaks his heart that kings must
that's
murder.
Lincoln, yeah.
Yeah, that's Lincoln.
What was that?
Abraham Lincoln walked at midnight.
That's Lincoln, walked at midnight. You've got the whole thing before I quoted it. All right, now. This is a little harder. I'll be amazed if you get this one. Who was William Cowper referring to when he wrote, quote, I am monarch of all I survey?
Alexander Selkirk.
I am amazed. You got it. Alex, you know, listen. Tell me, Joe Shechtman, after whom, I mean, who was modeled after Alexander Selkirk?
Robinson Crusoe.
That's right. You do the whole thing. Now, before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this game. Fred Collins, that's your job.
Right, Alan. Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. For those are the stakes. And now, with 20 and a half minutes to go, the score, Princeton nothing, Minnesota 80 points.
Okay, here we go with a toss-up question that will earn you a chance at a 20-point bonus. Name the foreign prince who once concluded that there was a special providence for drunkards, fools, and the United States. Princeton.
Howard Riley. Alexis de Tocqueville.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Drunkards, fools, and the United States.
Note, time is called. Prince Bismarck, Chancellor of Germany, a study of United States history convinced him that the luck or providence turned our worst blunders into successes. All right. Still in the offing is a 20-point bonus, and here is your toss-up. Captain Ahab followed a whale. A lamb followed Mary. For 10 points, what followed Captain Hook? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
The crocodile who swallowed the alarm clock.
That's right, a crocodile. And here's a 20-point bonus that you earned by knowing that. It's a two-part bonus on quotable quotes. 10 points for each part that you answer correctly. On what occasion did a well-known American recently say, war has become a Frankenstein?
MacArthur.
The question is, on what occasion?
On what occasion there was a dedication in Los Angeles of a memorial to him on his 75th birthday.
That was the occasion I'm seeking. That's 10 points for you, okay? In connection with what? Now get this. In connection with what did an Eastern City official recently say, we're interested in financing females?
Wasn't Mr. Wagner, the mayor of New York, wanting to increase his budget by about $100 million? And he was, you know, well,
that's very honorable of you, Joe. Chuck, that's very fine, but it was in connection with the Serge Rubenstein murder case. All right, a musical bonus is coming up next. A musical bonus worth 30 points, and I'll tell you, it's a popular musical bonus. Here's your toss-up that might earn it for you. For 10 points, tell us, what election did the following men recently win? Vance, Lyons, Hartnett, Schelt, Princeton.
Jim Herlock,
Hall of Fame baseball.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay, you got a 30-point musical bonus here, Princeton. No, you'll earn 30 points if you've been listening to your jukeboxes recently. You see, right now there are three big records of a big song called Mr. Sandman. Now, we're going to play a medley of those records, and your job is to identify the artists on those records. 10 points for each correct answer. But may I ask you, wait until our little medley is over, okay? Here we go. Listen and tell us the artists on each of the three records splendid here.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Listen carefully.
Make her complexion like peaches and green.
Bum, 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 bum. Well, listen. Listen.
Like roses and clover.
Who is this?
Bum, bum, bum. And tell him that his lonesome nights are over. I'm so alone.
Listen.
Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sand.
All right, now, there are three distinct records there. I want to know the artists on the three records. I want you to settle on your three answers because I'll accept only the three answers that you so settle on. Are you ready? What are the artists? And I want the artists on each of those three records.
Settle on the three answers only.
Como? One? First one? Harry Como?
No. Vaughn Monroe.
Second was the Cordettes.
That's right, for 10 points.
Yes, sir.
The big male group singing, Mr. Sandman.
The Four Aces.
The Four Aces is right for ten. Okay. All right, now we got a 44. What's the score in time, sir?
With 16 minutes left to play in the college quiz bowl, Princeton has 30 points, Minnesota 100 points.
And coming up is a 40-point bonus. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. For 10 points, what did Dophil Dido do when Aeneas deserted her? Princeton.
Howard Riley. She killed herself and then...
That's enough. She killed herself. All right, Princeton. Now, listen to this very carefully. There are eight Arab states. Arab League states. There are eight Arab League states. Now, I'm going to give you 5 points for each of the states that you named. You might get 40 points because there are eight of them, but I'll accept only your first eight answers, so think carefully and call them out as you give them, as you know them. The eight Arab League states, 5 points for each one. Work quickly.
Egypt.
Right.
Lebanon. Syria.
Right.
Persia.
Wait a minute. I've heard Lebanon, Syria, and Egypt.
Jordan.
Right. Jordan, right.
Yes.
Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Iran.
We said Persia, haven't we? Yeah.
No, you have not said Persia.
Persia. Oh, well, all right, Persia.
All right.
Pakistan.
No. All right, you have one more chance.
Iraq.
Iraq, right. Okay, you only missed two. You missed Libya and Yemen.
Who said Libya?
Okay, nobody said Libya, nobody said Yemen.
Oh,
it's Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Libya, Yemen, and Saudi Arabia. All right, you've got 30 points. 30 points for that. Score in time now. Let's go.
With 14 and a half minutes left to play in the college quiz bowl, Princeton has now 70 points, Minnesota 100 points.
And a 30-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. The public press or journalism is referred to as the fourth estate for 10 points. What are the three estates? Princeton.
Al Hinckley. The clergy, nobility, and the bourgeoisie.
That's right. That's right. For 10 points. Clergy, the nobles, the commoners. I'll accept it. All right, you got a 30-point bonus here, Princeton. All right, now the names of certain sports sometimes sound like other actions or things. Now, you're going to get 10 points apiece if you can name, first of all, the sport that sounds like in order to hit your wife or girlfriend.
Soccer.
Right, for 10 points. The sport that sounds like a low kind of senior prom.
Hopscotch. Or diving.
No, baseball.
Oh.
Okay. A sport that sounds like a low kind of senior prom. All right. The sport that sounds like from coast to coast. The sport that sounds like. Cross country.
Oh.
Okay, coming up with a 30-point bonus, here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, in what Shakespearean play are the following historical events treated? The conquest of France, the Battle of Agincourt, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Henry V.
Right, for 10 points, Henry V. Here's your 30-point bonus, Minnesota. Newspapers throughout the United States in the past week have reported that cold waves are gripping the nation. This is a good one for you. For 30 points, what specific condition has to be met before a weatherman will classify cold weather or cold air or cold temperature as a cold wave? You know that?
Well,
when a high-pressure air mass moves in on an
now,
area...
Now, Chuck, don't go that way. That's not what I have before me here, and this would really mix me up. That is not the answer. Work more specifically.
Well, hot air, warmer is replaced by
what specific condition has to be met?
Wouldn't it be a certain period of
what
cold
specific
weather?
Certain period?
Yes.
For approximately, what, 10
days? Not what causes it. I just want to know what specific condition has to be met before the weatherman will pass.
24 hours of below 20, zero weather.
Yeah,
20.
A certain period.
All right,
of time.
No, you were wrong. You missed it. There has to be a drop of 20 degrees or more in a temperature within a 24-hour period. That is the answer, and oh!
That's the whistle for the halftime break. And before we continue with tonight's game, I'd like to remind you that the contest you are hearing actually took place last February. And so questions and allusions to current events then are not so current now. but they are included to make this rebroadcast game complete. And now, with the score, Princeton University 90 points and the University of Minnesota 110 points, back to the game and our master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
And a 30-point musical bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What land mass is bounded by the Mediterranean Sea on the north, the Suez Canal, the Red Sea, and the Minnesota?
Joe Scheckman.
Africa.
Africa, right, for 10 points. Okay, you took a chance and you got it right there, Joe. Now, this is a musical bonus question, and I'm going to ask you to use your imagination. You know, there are milestones in everybody's life. Milestones in life. This is what we're looking for. Composers have provided us with music to suit the occasion. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to tell us the major event that you associate with each of the following selections. First,
lullaby, so it would be birth.
Yeah,
that would be birth. That would be right for 10 points. All right. What major event in one's life do you associate with this music?
Oh, that would be marriage.
No, graduation. Number two.
Graduation. All right. What major event do you associate with this?
Getting married.
That's it. The wedding. All right. There you got the
all
full
right,
30 points, Minnesota. And coming up is a 20-point bonus. A 20-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. 24 hours, 22 minutes, starting at 7 a.m. on Good Friday, April 4th, 1865, is a good description of the time scope of a new book. For 10 points, Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
The day Lincoln was killed by Jim Bishop.
Just a minute. Princeton, can you take it, Princeton?
The life of John Wilkes Booth.
No, I'm sorry, you both missed it. The day Lincoln was shot is the book by Jim Bishop. I have to be precise. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. That was an interrupted question, wasn't it? It was an interrupted question. Five points against Minnesota. I was to ask, what is the title? Princeton did not give the correct answer on it. I did transfer it to Princeton without, however, repeating the question. Okay, here we go now with another toss-up question with a 20-point bonus coming up. For 10 points, with what color do you associate a runaway marriage, a knight who extracted a promise from Sir Gawain? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
That would be green.
Green is right. I was going to say the play from which Oklahoma was taken. All right. Green, Gretna Green Wedding, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, and Green for the Lilacs. You got a 20-point bonus here in Minnesota. Louis VII of France started a precedent which has been received down through the ages with yelps of anguish. He levied the first general tax. For 20 points, can you tell us the specific enterprise for which Louis found it necessary to raise money?
For the Crusades, wasn't it?
What was that?
For the Crusades.
That's right. The second of the Crusades, to finance the Crusades. Right, for 20 points. A 30-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. 10 points. Tell us, what famous explorer was the first white man to actually sail into the Pacific? Princeton.
Balboa.
No, can you take it, Minnesota?
Colleen Nelson.
Magellan.
Right, Magellan. Balboa saw the Pacific, but he didn't actually sail into it. It was Magellan who did that, and you got a 30-point Minnesota, 30-point bonus here. I'm going to quote the first sentence from each of two famous novels, and for 15 points apiece, get this, 15 points apiece, you are to identify the novel and the author who wrote the lines. First, in 1815, Monsieur Charles Francois Bendit.
That would be, Les Miserables, isn't it?
Yeah, Les Miserables, right?
By Victor Hugo.
Les Miserables by Victor Hugo, without my quoting the whole first line. All right. Once upon a time, at a very good time it was, there was a moo cow coming down along the road, and the moo cow that was coming down along the road met a nice little boy named Baby Cuckoo.
Banker,
page
10, isn't it?
Is it Winnie the Pooh?
No, it isn't the autobiography of Alice B. Toklas.
No, it is a portrait of an artist of a young man by James Joyce. 15 points out of the 30 points. Here comes a 25-point bonus. Score in time, Fred.
The score right now is 200 points for Minnesota, Princeton 90, with 3.5 minutes left to play.
All right, 25-point bonus is coming up. Here we go. For 10 points, what United States president's last name sounds like a slight punch in the nose?
Polk.
Princeton.
Jim Herlock.
Polk.
Right, for 10 points. Here's your 25-point bonus. It's a bonus question on words or names which are formed by the repetition of the same syllable or syllables. For instance, if I said one of a famous trio of sisters, you'd say Zsa Zsa. And if I asked for the dance characterized by high kicks, you might reply Can Can. You got it? Now, 5 points for each correct answer. Work quickly. A disease caused by an insufficiency...
Beriberi.
Right. 5 points. A meaningless but effective phrase in the title and lyrics of an Ivy League song.
Bula Bula.
Right for 5 points. A kind of expanding bullet.
Dum Dum.
Dum Dum.
An exclamation of delighted approval.
Goody goody.
Goody goody.
Goody goody, okay. Or hubba hubba, I would have taken. All right. A coal miner's daughter who has caused financial pain to a financier.
Bobo.
Right, for 5 points, you got the whole 25 points. Coming up is a 20-point bonus. A toss-up is this. This famous early American actor's first two names are the same as the last two names of one of Caesar's assassins. For 10 points, who is the actor? Minnesota.
Joshek.
Junius Brutus Booth.
Right, for 10 points. Junius Brutus Booth. Father of Edwin and John Wilkes. All right, for 10, 20 points, Minnesota. Tell us, our name, our American name, for the American colonial phase of the War of Spanish Succession.
That would have been in 1763, so that would have been the French and Indian
War. French and Indian War.
Our name. Well, that's American colonial phase of
King George. Wait a minute.
Queen Anne's
War.
Queen Anne's War. I'm sorry, I guess I gave it to you. Here we go with a 15-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. This great work, divided into three parts, treats of God in himself and his creator, God as the end of all things. Princeton.
Howard Riley, Summa Theologica.
Right, for 10 points, by Thomas Aquinas. Here's your 15-point bonus, Princeton. Americans might refer to it as goo or glop. But Hindus and other near and far Easterners call it ghee. For 15 points, what is it?
It's yak butter. It's a distillation of it. It's sort of a...
That's
it's
right.
It's like a tea.
That's it for 15 points. Coming up is a 20-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. Since World War II, such widely separated places as Venezuela and Labrador have become important to the United States because of their discovery and development in Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey of iron ore.
Iron ore is the answer I'm seeking. I was going to say, what is the resource? And you got iron, so you got 10 points for Minnesota.
And that's it, Alan. Time's up. We're sorry, Alan, but the game is over for this week. And the final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is Princeton, 150 points, Minnesota, 220 points. And the winner, the University of Minnesota. To each member of the Princeton team, it is our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer watch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Now, for fielding the winning team tonight, the University of Minnesota will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio. Here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to congratulate the phenomenal team from the University of Minnesota. You did a great job. I hope you don't mind my being strict with you. And to you gentlemen from Princeton University, congratulations for a wonderful job. Jim Kohler, Howard Riley, Al Hinckley, and Jim Herlock, you were great. Now, next week, Minnesota meets Oberlin. And in the following weeks, we're going to have varsity scholars here in the College Quiz Bowl from Mount Holyoke College, Notre Dame University, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So, won't you be with us again next week and every week here for an exciting quiz game in the College Quiz Bowl? This is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
The referees tonight were Roger Tuttle of station WRCA, New York City, for Princeton University, and Bob Boyle of KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, for the University of Minnesota. Listen to the transcribed College Quiz Bowl next week, when Minnesota's long winning streak is finally ended by Oberlin College. And they come up against this question.
What United States city was named after the 22nd President of the United States?
What do you think the answer is? Join us each week for these rebroadcasts of the most exciting games in this famous series. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed. Written by Nancy Forbes and directed by Ken McGregor. Fred Collins speaking.